So let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 27.
让我们来看历代志下。
2 Chronicles
历代志下。
2 Chronicles 27 verse
27章。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 6.
我们要从第一节读到第六节。
This is a story of one of the kings of Judah.
啊，这里呢要讲上这个犹大的一个国王。
And how he was a mighty king in his time.
啊，在那时候他成为一个神所喜悦的大能的一个国王。
So I'll read 3 verses in English and then it will happen in Chinese and then we'll complete it till verse 6 in English and then Chinese again. So verse 1, Jotham was 25 years old when he became king and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Uzziah had done, although he did not enter the temple of the Lord. But still the people acted corruptly. Verse 3, he built the upper gate of the house of the Lord, and he built extensively on the wall of Ophel. So Chinese?
You read verse 1 to 3.
Verse 1 to 3.
You've read to 4, I think. Okay, no, 第一节，历代志下第27章第一节。约旦登基的时候年25岁，在耶路撒冷做王16年。他母亲名叫耶路撒，是撒杜的女儿。约旦行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他父乌西亚一切所行的，只是不如耶和华的殿。百姓还行邪僻的事。约旦建立耶和华殿的上门，在俄文群城上多有建造。
Verse 4. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forests he built fortresses and towers. He also fought with the king of the Ammonites and defeated them. And the people of Ammon gave him in that year 100 talents of silver, 10,000 cores of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. The people of Ammon paid this to him in the second and third years also. And in verse 6, so Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God.
我们从第四节继续的读，又在犹大山地建造城运，在树林中建筑营宅和高楼。第五节，约旦与亚门人的王打仗胜了他们。当年他们进贡银100他连得一小麦一万个俄，大麦一万个俄。第二年、第三年也是这样。第六节，约旦在耶和华他神面前行正直，以致日渐强盛。
So let's read that again. So Jotham became mighty, verse 6, because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God.
我们再看第六节，约旦在耶和华他神面前行正道。以致日渐强盛。
I have to say something. The translation is different.
啊，真正的英文，他所要分享的第六节，英文的是这里呢，是说第六节 ，where is it？ 说这个约旦呢成为强盛，是因为他在所行的事上，他都准备自己，意思就是说他敬畏神，他准备他的道路在神的面前。
Okay, so let's drill down into verse 6. So if you go down 2 slides. Thank you.
那我们来看第六节。
So sometimes we have translation problems. So we want to look at the original language and find out what it means.
我现在要来看看这个旧约的时候是用希伯来文所写的，所以我们要看希伯来原文这个字到底要告诉我们些什么，让我们来看。
It says that Jotham became mighty. So mighty in the Hebrew is that? Chazak or Chazak, something like that. And it means to be strong, to prevail over any problem, to retain, keep hold of whatever that he has.
中文就说他成为强盛，这个约旦，这个国王成为强盛，这强盛就是说在主里面 他在主面前能够刚强，能够胜过，就能够呢保持。
If we look at what he did in the verses that we just read, he did what was right in the house of the Lord. He built what he did have. He strengthened what he did have. He extended his territory because he was building more towns and cities. And then he also overcame and prevailed over the enemies that he had.
这里我们可以看到呢，就是这个约旦他所做的，就是他所有的。他要来坚固他，要来刚强坚固保持，使他更好。然后接下来他要扩展他的境界，所以他更加的来，来扩展，来建立。当时呢，他就和那个亚门人来打战的时候，他就胜过他们，因为神给他这个势力，他来敬畏神，神给他势力，他胜过这个亚门人。所以就是刚才我们所说的 ，to prevail 胜过。
Yep, so we can see that mighty, the word mighty in Jotham's case, he fulfilled all of its parts of it. He did become strong as a king because he extended his territory, and then he prevailed over his enemies, and he also was able to keep what he did have, and he retained it.
所以我们所看的，在圣经里所讲的这个原文说这个字啊 ，mighty 就是强盛。强盛，我们知道约旦已经所做的就是呢，在主里面他自己看刚强自己，然后呢，他就能够胜过这个敌人的势力，他胜过他。不止这样，他所已经有的，他还能够继续的保持，保持做得更加的好。
Who wants to be like King Jotham?
你愿意吗？你想像这个？约旦一样，在主里面更加的强盛。Amen?
The Bible here tells us his secret to being mighty was that he prepared his ways before the Lord his God.
在第六节，就是圣经里面告诉我们，就是他的秘诀。约旦怎么成为强盛的国王，就是因为他在所行的事上，他敬畏神，他准备的一切的路，在神的面前交托给神。
I believe that we too can be mighty.In the eyes of God and in the eyes of history, if we also are like King Jotham,
我想你和我也能够作为强盛神的子民。若我们能够也像那个约旦一样，我们能有敬畏神的心，在我们所行的一切事上都能够在神的面前交托给神，按照神的方法去做。
Because we have so many things that we don't know what to do, or we need help with, we feel not very capable of doing, but when we do what King Jotham did, we will be still able to accomplish everything that God wants us to.
在我们每天的生活上，有许多事情我们觉得很难，我们自己没有这个智慧，没有办法来做，不懂得怎么样的去实行。但我们如果能够像呢这个约旦一样，能够懂得来敬畏神，来祈求神，来仰望他，求神帮助的时候，神必定赐给我们聪明智慧，帮助我们能够去实行，来胜过一切的困难，这样我们也能成为一个强盛的人。
So if we go to the next slide.
那么再下面一篇。
It explains the meaning of prepared, which is the kun, kun, prepared his ways.
就是来准备，什么意思是来准备？
Now the word, the root meaning of kun is to bind firmly, to secure strongly by tying it to something strong. So you're securing it tightly by binding it.
所以呢
up.
在英文啊，我们希伯来文就是 kun. Kun 的意思就是呢，我们把它绑在一起，使它更加的坚固，使它能够连在一起。
And so in to flesh out the meaning, it then also means to be secure, to be established, to be enduring. So you're set up and you're established.
意思就是说，当我们把它合在一起、绑在一起，在主里面的时候，我们就得以得坚固、得建立、被建造。所以我们在主里面就有那个很坚定的、很安稳的。就很安稳，更加的耐，很耐的，在神里面呢，很久忍耐。
And then if we look at the next slide,
接下来我们再看
Derek, is ways. So he prepared his ways. And what does it mean when he prepared his ways? In other words, there's a few meanings to it. It could mean your journey, your path. It can also mean your habits, your what you are doing, your ways.
这个 direct 可以就是道路，我们所行的事上，或者是我们的方法，我们想要怎么的去做，或者是我们每一天的习惯要怎么的去做，或者在路途上所要行的事。
So let's put it together. So Jotham became strong. He prevailed. He was able to retain what he had because.
啊，这个约旦能够成为强盛，能够保持，继续的来维持他已经所有的，能够胜过他这个敌人。
Because he prepared by binding firmly his secured it, he was set up, he was stable. Because he set up his road or his habit or his direction before the Lord his God.
啊，意思就是来总结来这个诊断，就是这个约旦这个王，他每次要做任何事情的时候，在他还没有行任何事情的时候，他先准备自己，先祷告，先在神的面前来敞开在神面，祈求神来引导他所行的事上，让神来领导他。
And in the English it says, he did all this, he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Yeah. So before means face. So in other words, he prepared, in the word itself it has the understanding that you prepare in the presence of somebody.
啊，就是他准备每一次想要做哪一件事情，做任何一个决定的时候，他都在神的面前来准备，就是在神的面前让神知道说，啊，我想要做这样这样的事，就是在神的面前。
嗯 ，So he didn't make his decision and then come and tell God, say, "Oh, this is what I've decided." Okay, too bad. He
没有说我决定去做了之后才告诉神我已经做了，我认为对我就去做了。
But the meaning is that when he made all his decisions with God together, he prepared his ways with God, sitting together face to face, talking it.That sort of idea. He was with God.
就是说，他每一次所行的事上，他都求告神。他所行的事上，在神的面前与神商量，都是在面前和神有这个沟通。他然后才真正的去实行。
So that's what he did, and that's what we can do too. We need to ask and ask God about everything we want to do.
所以呢，在我们每天生活上，当我们还没有实行任何事情，还没有做任何决定的时候，我想我们应该来祈求神，来求问神啊，看看神圣经的话语怎么说，是合乎神的话语吗？来，然后才决定要行某一件事。
For example, when I was in high school,
当我在中学的时候
some of you would have heard this story, so it's a repeat.
有些人可能听过我这个故事。
I used to be very anxious about the right way to do things.
我常常想呢，每次呢，非常关心我做每件事情是不是对的。
I believe that anything you do, in that time is very, it sets up your what will happen later. So I was always very anxious to make sure or to think about which way should I go about doing something.
我每次都非常的紧张，关心这件事情。但是我想到呢，就是我当时所做的每一个决定，跟我以后的生活会有很重大的关系。
Even the little things. So, but I went a bit too far, and I worried: should I have a shower in the morning or at night? Should I make my lunch now or later? What should I wear?
啊，但是呢，我就做了太过分，就是太烦恼了。就是每一次我就想现在早上洗澡还是晚上洗澡好我现在要穿什么衣服现在我该怎么样做还是等一下
And then I would have to calculate the night before what time I wake up in the morning so that I can get to uni on time
所以呢，每天早上起来，我都要计算一下，我要几点晚上，我先计算几点我要起来，然后时间要算还好，我几点就到达啊这个大学。
And then if I woke up different from the time I planned, I would get all anxious.
假如呢，我起来吃了一点，不按照我自己所想所计划的，我就觉得哦不得了，就是紧张了。
And it got a bit much until I realized, I don't think this is the way I'm meant to do this.
后来我就觉得，我知道这里有一点愚蠢，应该不是这样，我不会给他自己这样的麻烦。
So one night I said to God, I'm sick of this. I don't want to keep, you know, being worried about every little thing.
有一天我就告诉上帝，我这样做是有点过分，我不想呢做样那么多担心着许多的事情。
So tomorrow, I told him,
我就祷告上帝呢，明天的时候。
I'm not setting my alarm clock. You wake me up at the right time.
我呢不再呢闹钟来唤醒我，你呀要叫醒我。
And then I'm not going to look at the clock at all. You just tell me what I need to do next.
我不要再看时间，现在几点该做些什么事情，是你自己，你的圣灵来告诉我将做些什么事。
So I went to sleep very happy.
那时候我很高兴呢，我就很放心的去睡着了。
And the next morning I woke up.
第二个早上我起来了。
And I did notice on the clock it was a good time to wake up.
但是我起来的时候我看了这个时间刚是正是很好的时刻。
And then I said to myself, no clock, no looking at the clock.
又告诉自己不要再看时间几点。
And then so I asked God, okay God, I was just sitting on the side of my bed, okay God, what do I do now?
现在我就问上帝，我该做些什么呢？
And then, that's what I did. And I would just sit and wait until I feel like I know what I should do next. And then I just did it. And I went on and then I have my, you know, I have my shower, I got my breakfast. I knew what to wear. It's very good.
所以我起来的时候，神呢，我就坐在那边等候神向我说，该做些。我还没有听到，我就不动，一直说什么。所以呢，当时我就知道洗了澡，吃了早餐，什么穿，很奇怪，就是神呢就放在我心里面，我就知道穿什么衣服，做什么事情，神都一直在引导我。
So then I finished breakfast, and then I said, "Oh, I have nothing left to do. I can go now."
当我一切都准备好了，我说神啊，我这个应该可以走了。
And then I said to him, "Do you want me to leave now?"
我就问上帝，你要我现在去学校了吗？大学了吗？
And he's like, no, sit down, and I just want to talk with you. Let's read the Bible.
上帝会告诉我，你坐下来，因为我要跟你来分享。
And I said, God, do we still have time?
我说神，我们还有时间吗？
And he's like, come on, let's do it.
他说神说坐下，我们还有。
还有时间。Okay, so I'm like, okay. So then I read the Bible and I talked with him, and it seemed like, you know, a lot of time.
接下来我们就坐下来，我读了圣经，我神和神讲话，他和我讲话，我们还有好多的时间。
And I was ready, and then, you know, and then he said, not yet, a little bit more, not, don't leave yet.
他说不要走先，还有一点点时间。
And then when he said, okay, now you can go, then I'm like, oh, okay, let's leave.
他说现在可以走了，我就走了。
And then I said to God, you know, make sure I don't miss anything or forget to bring anything. So at the door, I asked him, do I need to bring anything else?
我每次告诉神，你提醒我，让我不要忘记带任何东西。我到了门口的时候，还问神，我还有什么东西忘记带吗？求你提醒我。
Got to the bus stop.
我到了bus 车站。
And I was worrying, did I miss the bus?
我又在想，我的 bus 车走了没有？
Because usually I would check the time that the bus would come. And I'll make sure that I get there, you know, in time for the bus.
我每次通常要看时间几点呢，所以我到bus 车站的时候， bus 车一直在那里。
Because I didn't check the time, I wasn't sure when it would come.
所以我没有看的时候，我不知道应该几点会到。
God said, don't worry, I've got it in control.
神说不要害怕，我一切都在我掌管之下。
And then I was waiting, God, is it coming? God, is it coming? And then he said to me, now it's coming. And then it came around the corner.
我问神来了没有，来了没有？但我还在跟神说话的，神说难，他在那车就在前面就来了。
Yeah. And so that day was very stress-free.
那天呢，我就觉得我非常的轻松，一切非常的顺利。
And from that day, I realized God really wants us to depend on Him, even for the tiny little things.
那天呢，我忽然间醒悟，就认识到这一点。我们的神喜欢我们来依靠、仰望他。
And I was amazed at how peaceful I could be when I just left it to Him to tell me what to do.
我就觉得非常的新奇，真正的很高兴，可以看到我们交托给神的时候，我心里面有那样的舒服啊，放松，神都一直的为我安排。
But why should we? Why should we let him rule us like that?
为什么我们要让神来领导我们？
Let's look at the next slide.
来，我们来看下面一个。
Well, first of all, because it's his right that we should defer to him, that we should ask his opinion about everything.
啊，接下来我们要讲了，我们的神，他原是上帝，他是神圣，他是掌管万有的，这是他的权利。
He created heaven and earth. He created you and I.
他创造宇宙的万有，他也创造了你和我。
The Bible says he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
So if he is King of kings and he is master over any other master, then who are we?You know, of course, we also are included under his reign.
他是万王之王，万主之主。当然，我们是在他掌管之下。
And then, not only is he our creator and our master, he is also our redeemer. He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for you.
他不只是我们的创造主，但是他也是我们的救赎主，他来到世间为我们死在十字架上，救赎了你我的生命。
In the old times, if somebody buys a servant, redeems them,
当时呢，假如有一个人他买了一个佣人或者奴隶
，then that servant belongs to him。
啊，这个奴隶呢，这个佣人就属于这个主人。
Paul says that if you were a slave when you met God, then you become God's free man. But if you are free when you met God, then you become His servant.
对，我们呢，你保罗就当时告诉他的那些群众信主的，若是你一个奴隶的时候，你接受耶稣基督为救主。你在主里面就成为一个自由的人，因为你是属于神。如果你本来是自由人，你认为是自由的人，但你信主之后，你要知道我们每一个人是神的仆人，是神的奴隶，我们是神爱的仆人。
And so if we have been bought by his blood and he's adopted us into his family, we become his children, then we have to listen to him because he's our father.
因为呢，耶稣基督用自己的宝血救赎了你和我。使我们成为神的儿女，使我们成为神的儿女，和神和好，所以我们是属于神的。
So in so many levels, he has the right to speak his opinion and for us to listen to him.
不管呢在哪一个阶级，总结来就是说我们是属于神，所以呢我们是属于神的子女，神的仆人。神是我们的主，我们要听他所说的话。
And that's why it's our correct response to ask his counsel.
所以这是对的，若我们每一次在反省的事上来求告神，来仰望他，来求指示我们，那是对的。
For example, Pastor Jasmine, she's my pastor as well as my mother.
就很像Jasmine 牧师一样，她是我的妈妈，也是我的牧师。
When I have something that I want to, when I want to make a decision about the youth group, I have to bring it to her. I have to talk about it with her.
每一次我想做一个决定，想做一些活动，准备一些事情，关于呢我们少年轻人的活动，我就要告诉她，来先问她，我们可以这么做吗？
And she will give me some advice, and she will help me to realize things I didn't think about.
他就会帮助我，你可以不可以这样做，这样做怎么能够做得更好，我们就一起来分享。
And often we come to a plan or a direction that is a lot more stable than what I had before.
通常我们分享之后呢，我们的决定就更加的好，更加的美。
And this is the same thing we need to do when we come to God with our plans, with the things that we want to do.
很多时候我们要记住，我们做每一件事情上也是一样的，我们要跟神 来分享来查考看神的意思是什么，然
后我们才做决定。And then when we do that, you will find that your way becomes very steady and sure, and it is good.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就知道我们很肯定，我们这样做是蒙神悦纳的，所以我们所做的在主里面就知道很。
And then if we are doing something that God is happy with, we know that we are blessed and He is with us the whole way to get it done.
当我们知道这是蒙悦纳，是神所喜悦的，我们当然我们行这件事情来，神就会祝福我们，使我们亨通顺利。
Because we are people, we are weak and we don't know everything, we don't know the future.
我们只是普通属血肉的人，我们不知道我们前面，我们不知道其他的事。
So it's our need. We need to consult God.
这是我们的需要，我们来要求问神，来求告他，来求主来领导我们。
Let's look at Jeremiah 17.
让我们来看耶利米书第十七章。耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah 17, verse 5 to 8.
耶利米书十七章第五节到第八节。
So, Jeremiah 17, verse 5 to 8. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited.
第五节，耶利米书十七章第五节，耶和华如此说，依靠人血肉的膀臂，心中离弃耶和华的那人有祸了。第六节，因他必像沙漠的土中，不见福乐来到，却要住旷野干旱之处，无人居住的贱地。
Why is a man cursed if he trusts in his own strength?
为什么一个人是有祸的，若他靠自己的血肉，靠自己的膀臂呢？
The reason is because you are putting your confidence in a very unsure ability.
最重要的原因是我们自己把我们的信心建立在我们一个人有限制和者那不肯定的这一个能力上。
Somebody else might know more than you, they might have more experience than you.
还有其他的人会比我们更加聪明，更加有能力，更加有经验。
It's good to learn from these people, but you can't lean on them completely and expect them to hold you up.
很好，我们能看他们的榜样来向他们学习，但是我们不可以靠着他们，真正的完全依靠他们，把自己的膀臂放在他们的身上，就是完全的依靠。
Because that person is weak too. They have their own weaknesses.
我们大家都知道。任何一个人都有他自己的软弱，他也是软弱、血弱的人。
If you are leaning completely on them and they fall, we fall too.
假如你完全的靠着另外一个人，看着他的榜样去行的话，那个人忽然间跌倒，你也跌倒了。
So that's why God says we need to put our trust in Him.
所以圣经里面每一天、每一个地方都来警告。来劝导我们，就是我们要完全的信靠耶和华。
Our strength is limited, our foresight is limited.
我们的力量是有限的，而且我们看远处，我们看的我们是非常短见的。
We make mistakes.
我们很容易犯错误。
But our God, He's an Almighty God.
但是我们的神是全能的上帝。
He knows our future, He knows our past, and He knows our present.
他知道我们过去、现在和将来。
He knows our weakness and what needs to happen ahead of us so that we can walk the right road.
他知道我们的软弱和我们的短处，所以呢，我们该走什么路，怎么样的准备，神都有已经为我们准备。
So verse 7 it says, Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord.
第七节说，依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。
And whose hope is the Lord.
就是他的希望在于神。
The word trust there means to be bold, to be confident in, to feel safe in.
这里依靠耶和华就是说你有大胆有信心完成的坚固相信他。
And then the hope there is, it's your object of confidence. It is you are so confident in that you always confide with that person, with God. And he is also your security.
耶和华是我们耶和华唯可靠，就是说你可以信心时时持住的放在耶和华身上，你知道他是坚固的营垒，你可以信靠他，可以仰望他，你可以把你的希望和你的一切寄托在他身上，你知道他是坚固，他一定会帮助你的。
He is the refuge where, for example, like there's an earthquake in the whole place, and you can run to the rock who is Jesus, who is always secure, and you can stand on that rock and you know that rock cannot split in the earthquake.
就是比如说我们说这个地震的时候地都裂了，但是我们知道有一块大的磐石，我们可以跑到那里，因为我们知道这个磐石不会移动，你就站这个磐石上，那就会无事。耶稣基督就是我们的磐石，我们可以站在耶稣的话语上，他的言语，站在他的身上，跑到他面前，我们就会得到保护。
So we can build all our dreams, all our desire, all our hope and expectation in God.
所以我们可以建立或者交托我们的希望、我们的期望和我们心里面所愿望、所想的，我们的理想完全的可以放在这个耶稣这个人的身上。耶稣我们的神，也我们的救主，他的磐石，我们的磐石在他的身上。
Because we know that he cannot fail.
我们知道我们的神不会失败的。
When we trust in a person, when we put all our expectation in a person,
假如我们信靠一个人，就是靠一个人，我们的人呢？就是把我们的一切的期望、希望放在一个人的身上的话
，then we get very hurt。
我们很快的，我们就发觉到，我们就使得很伤心失望。
We lose hope for the future。
我们就绝望了，我们就想我们前面没有希望了。
And we lose our strength because that person was our strength。
因为呢，我们就失去的，为什么我们会失去力量在那样情况下？因为我们把我们自己的期望、我们的力量、信心放在那个人的力量上。
Isn't God so much better?
我们知道我们的神是超过这一切的。
We have to choose to believe in this invisible mighty God rather than what we see.
所以我们要选择，要认定耶和华是我们的上帝，耶稣是我们的主，因为我们知道他是呢我们无所不能、无所不在的上帝。我们眼睛看不到，但是我们知道神在我们当中行大事。
It's like this. For example, he's so big, it's like we are like an ant compared to a person.
我们的神是那么的伟大，我们是想象中就是不能够完全的理解。但是呢，好比喻呢，就是一个人和蚂蚁，我们的人就像一只小蚂蚁一样，我们的神是那么的巨大。
We can be sitting right in front of an ant and they can't see you.
很像我们可以坐在这个小蚂蚁前面，那个小蚂蚁看不到我们。
You can't comprehend what you are.
他没有完全的理解、体会你是怎么样的。
And so I think that's how we are with God. God is there. He is here. And he's so big that sometimes we can't even see him because we can't, he's not in our scale of vision.
好像我们人就像小蚂蚁一样，我们的神呢，时刻就在我们的面前，他就在我们前面，他就在我们当中，因为他是那么的巨大，就是我们呢不能够完全体会或者完全的理解的，但是他就在我们当中，因为我们是那么的渺小。
So the Bible tells us in verse 8 that if we trust in the Lord and our hope is in the Lord,
所以在第八节,
if we hope in the Lord, then we will be like a tree planted by the waters, who spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will it cease from yielding fruit.
所以就是说,若我们依靠耶和华,如果以耶和华为可靠，就是我把我们的希望放在耶和华的身上的话，那我们这个人是有福的人， 因为我们必像树栽于水旁，就是第八节，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子韧必清脆，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
Our Lord is a river that will never run dry.
我们的神就像这个活水的江河，它远远不会枯干的。
So if we trust in Him, we are like a tree planted by a river that never runs dry.
若我们来信靠仰望耶和华的时候，我们就要像一棵树啊，要栽在这个溪水旁。
We will always have enough.
我们远远会不会有任何的缺乏。
And in fact, we can even have more than we need.
我们必定要得到的是多于我们所需要的。
Even when it's baking hot and it's record high difficulties, we will still be able to be green and we will still be able to prosper because we trust in the Lord.
就是在非常炎热、非常困难、干旱时刻，非常困苦，其他的来是干旱，没有希望，没有成就的那时刻，非常困难的时候，我们仍然呢，继续呢，像一棵树上栽在溪水旁，我们仍然必不会有缺乏，仍然必须像青翠，仍然能够结果子，仍然乃是那么的健康。顺利在神面前。
Amen. And God says that I am whatever you need me to be.
神说我就是你所要我成就的那件事。
Abraham found out that he was Jehovah Jireh, which means the God who sees. The God who sees the need and is able to provide for you.
所以呢，这个亚伯拉罕宣告耶和华就是看见我们的需要，而且能够满足我们需要的这位上帝。
And then God himself said to Israel, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am Jehovah Rapha.
所以耶和华也告诉以色列人，他说耶和华，我就是你的上帝，耶和华 Rapha, 我是你医治你的上帝。
For those of you who feel like you're always doing the wrong thing, and you can never get it quite right, you know,And you keep making mistakes, you don't know how you will ever be a good person. God says, I am your righteousness.
很多时候我们觉得我们想做一些好事，又就做错事，还是做不对，啊，还是继续觉得自己不够好，要记住耶和华说，我就是你的公义。
God will be anything you need him to be.
所以神能够成为你要他所成的那一个人，他能够帮助你。
He says he is Jehovah Rohi. He is your shepherd. He will be able to guard you and lead you in the right way.
耶和华说，我就是你的牧者，就是耶和华 Rohi。我呢要继续的保护，来引导你，使你不至于缺乏。
The Bible says that He is El Shaddai, the Almighty God, which means He is the highest upon the highest power, and He is able to help. But yet He is willing. He wants to help you in the little things as well as the big things.
圣经里面也告诉我们，耶和华也告诉我们，他是耶和华，伟大奇妙的上帝，全能的上帝。他能够成为你要所他成的，他能够满足我们每一个人需要。
So, how do we trust in the Lord? How can we put this to application in our own lives?
在我们再回头来再想一想，我们怎么样能够在我们每天生活上事情真正的全心信靠仰赖耶和华。
So if you press the button. Yep. So Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 8.
让我们来看箴言书第三章第五节到第八节。箴言书第三章第五节到第八节。
This is a very, very good verse to memorize. It says, Trust, and we sang it today, Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes.Fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it will be strength to your flesh and strength to your bones.
我希望你们能够把这几个经节能够牢牢的记住。然后今天我们呢在歌颂赞美神的时候，我们也唱这首歌。第五节说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。不要自以为有智慧。要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。第八节，这便医治你的肚脐，滋润你的 百谷。
It says so much, doesn't it? We need to trust that same word that we talked about, trusting in the Lord, where we are secure, we feel confident, it's that same trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
这里告诉我们，我们要全心的依靠耶和华，就是这坚固可靠的，我们完全有信心，完全的仰赖他，就是要全心全意的依靠仰望耶和华。
And it tells us, this is the catch, lean not on your own understanding.
这里呢非常重要，在这里就提醒我们，我们也要不要依靠自己的聪明。
Your education tells you that your finances only will stretch this far.
可能呢，经过你的教育或者你每天的经验，你就知道你的经济呢只能做这几件事。
Your experience is that this person may not help you in a particular situation.
在你的经验里看来呢，这件事情他们不会帮助你。
According to what you know, it looks impossible.
照你所知道，你的知识上，你的经过就告诉你这是。
But this is coming from the God who made logic and who has the right to override logic. He is able to make the impossible possible. So he's telling you, do not lean on your own understanding.
现在我们要从神的眼光，创造宇宙万物的神，创造我们的主来看，以他创造的逻辑，他能够超过他所创造的逻辑和自然里面，再能够行这个超自然的事情，来告诉我们，我们不要依靠我们自己的聪明。
And then verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him. The word ways there is the same ways we saw before. Derech, which means your manner, your habit, or your direction, the road that you take.
这里呢,
in all your ways acknowledge him.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。这个呢就是所行的事上，就是在我们呢所行的每一天方法所做的决定所选择的道路，我们都要记住呢。要认定耶和华是神，耶稣是主。
And he shall direct your path.
这里告诉我们，我们的神，当我们来求告、仰望他、认定他是神、来求告他的时候，他必定指引你的路。
When I looked into the Hebrew for acknowledge, it actually means to make known in order to receive instruction.
当我要找这个呢，来神来认定他的时候呢，就是来告诉我。当我们要知道，然后我们就懂得。
We make known to God our ways to receive instruction.
来肯定他是我们上帝，来就是认定他的时候，神呢就会指示我们该走的路。
So when we make known to him our ways, what we want to do, he will direct our paths, and then we receive the instruction from him. So the word direct means to make smooth, to make straight.
就是我们来告诉神我们想要做的事情，先求告他，先向他说的时候，神就会清清楚楚地引导我们，使我们的道路在神的面前正直，他会指示我们，引导我们。
So we need to realize we are not wise enough for what we need, for what,
所以我们大家都要
for all our things.
知道明白我们自己的聪明智慧是不够，我们不能完全的知道前面的事。
Let us fear the Lord. Let us give him all the honor we know we can give. And reverence him, respect him, acknowledge him in all that we do.
所以我们要记住，我们要敬畏他，要来尊敬他，要遵从他，来要求靠神，让神你说该怎么做，来让神来做我们最好的。教导师来教导引导我们。
And then when he directs our paths, they become straight, they become smooth, it becomes easier.
假如神引导我们的时候，我们要所做的事情在他面前就会亨通的顺利。
Let's now turn to Proverbs 16 for the next bit of how we can apply this.
接下来我们看箴言书十六章。
16 verse 1 to 3.
第一节到第三节。
16 verse 1 to 3. So we're trying to look at how can we put this information, how can we prepare our ways before the Lord in a practical aspect. So verse 1 to 3, the preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. So what do we do? Verse 3, we commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established.
现在我要与大家分享，就是在我们每天生活上、行动上，怎样事情我们所学习的来依靠、仰望耶和华。这里就是神呢教导我们在箴言书十六章第一节，心中的谋算在乎人，舌头的应对由于耶和华。人一切所行的，在自己眼中看为清洁，唯有耶和华衡量人心。第三节，你所做的要交托耶和华，你所谋的就必成立。
I love verse 3. Let's drill into verse 3.
让我们来看这个第三节。
This verse has helped me many times. Once I've realized, you know, its importance in what I'm talking about, in preparing our ways before the Lord, every time I put this to practice, it has really helped me. Commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established.
这个经节对我来讲非常的重要，我非常喜爱这经节。当我看到这经节的时候，每一次我提醒自己，所以我每次遇到事情，我就开始按照这个经节去做。我觉得神的就祝福我们。这里告诉我们，你所做的要交托耶和华，你所谋的就必成立。
Let's go into it. The word commit your works. Commit means to roll.To roll. So to roll off or to roll away from you onto another person.
啊，这个交托的这个字就是这个事情在你身上，所以你呢要交给另外一个人，要传达啊，留给转到另外一个人身上，就是把它转到另外一个人的身上。
And then your works. Works is direct, again, and it's business, labor, undertaking.
这里就说你的这个所做的就是你的工作，你的烦恼，你的方法，在你所要想做的一切的事上。
And then, and thy thoughts, the thoughts meaning your plans, your thinking, your device, the way you're about to do it, that will be established. And established is the same word we saw before, which is kun. It is stable, secure.
他说那你说你所谋的，你所谋的就是你所想的，所计划的，所抽算的呢，那你在神的面前就得到 建立，就到成立，就能得到施行。
So if you have a business to run and you don't know what to do, the Lord says to commit your work, so that is to roll that business and all its cares to the Lord. And then that business, the workwill be established, it will be made strong, it will be made secure and stable.
如果你说做比喻来，你是做生意的人，你有这一种生意要做，你有烦恼，你不知道怎么去继续的进行，不知道怎么做，这时候圣经告诉我们，你要把它交托给神，交代给神，转给他，你的烦恼，他只能这个计谋，这个计划都交托给神，那神呢就要帮助指示你所想所要做的所凑算的你的希望，神就会帮助你按照他的方法来领导你，使你在他面前成功得到成立。
And it's the same for if you are teaching your children, you want to bring them up, that can be a work.
很像你要使你的孩子教育你的孩子，使他能够按照神的方法来成功在神的面前，这个呢你要教育你的孩子也成为你的工作。
Your people who are still studying, your studies will be your work that you commit, you roll onto the Lord, and he will establish what you do.
我们做学生呢，你的学习每天的学业就成为你的工作，你所关心你所操劳想要做的，神要你把它交托给神，就是完全的交给他，神就必定要使你成立在他面前。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and 7，
腓立比书第四章第六节第七节告诉我们，
We need to commit and roll the care, the anxiety, the wondering and the planning to God. becomes his thing and you just wait for him to tell you what to do. That's what it means to commit.
所以当你有遇到困难烦恼你关心你的事操心的事要记住你这个时候要传给神把它交托给神完全交给他就成为神神的事神就要帮助你启示你该怎么去做那呢你就能够成功在神面前
Philippians 4 verse 6 and 7
让我们一起来看腓立比书新约腓立比书第四章第六节到第七节
It says, Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
这里圣经告诉我们，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告，只要凡事借着祷告，祈求和感谢。将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
In verse 8, we won't read it, but it's telling you to think about good things. Think about what is praiseworthy, what is wonderful. Think about the positives. So people today are saying, you know, positive thinking is such a big thing. But no, God thought of it first. He said, you need to think on what is praiseworthy, whatever is good.
在第八节告诉我们，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念，所以要我们的神要我们思念那一些好的，那些可称赞，那个是那些美的那些德行，我们要来思考这样的事。现在很多世界上的人说哇，你要想呢，积极的方法去想，不要消极，要积极的想。人以为是他们自己的聪明想，其实是这里是神的话语，就是凡事你看有什么德行，有什么美名，有什么称赞，我们都要以这些事情来思念这些事。
So let's make an example.
让我们做一个比喻。
I'll tell you, it's a testimony too. I was preparing for a job interview.
我准备一个就工作的会面试的时候。
Yeah, and the time that I'm thinking of particularly was the time when I was having trouble at work, but and this interview that I was having was to decide whether I would continue working there or not.
在我工作的地方，我遇到一点的困难，这一个面试呢，就来决定我会不会继续呢被聘请在那个地方工作，还是不能。
So verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing. I was very anxious.
那里告诉我应当一无挂虑。我告诉你当时呢我是非常的挂虑。
But you can understand why.
你也可以明白为什么会有这样的情况。
Logically speaking, if I was the boss, I would not keep me anymore.
讲真正的来想假如我是那一个老板的话上司的话我可能他们不会再决定继续的聘请我
And I shared last week how God turned it around completely and how I started off being very not confident and having lots of trouble at work and then God helped, and then when I learnt to prepare my ways before the Lord he turned it around but this is before all of that
就是呢当时我都是靠自己的方法的去做的时候我就遇到很多的困难没有信心就很多的烦恼后来我把我的事都交托给神的时候神就帮助我从我不能做的事情神呢就开始提拔帮助我
But this interview was before that all changed
在这个还没有转这个新的季节就是那个时候这个绘画这个面试就是在这个困难的当中。
And God challenged me to apply this verse to me, to my situation.
当时神就向我说，就挑战我要把我的事情按照这圣经所说，要把我的事一切的挂虑要交托给耶和华。
So I said, God, but I'm really scared.
我就告诉神，其实我是非常的担心害怕。
But I'll trust you.
但是我选择来信靠你。
So I said, okay, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
在这里很清楚地告诉我们，第六节说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事皆作祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
So every time I thought about something to worry about, I'd pray about it instead.
当我每一次想到一些事情，我开始挂虑、担心的时候，我马上就祷告交托给神。
And the way I would pray it was I would pray and tell him what I needed and then I thanked him for the answer. Because that's what it says to do.
每一次我这样祷告，就是我先告诉神我的需要，我向神祈求，把我的事交托给神之后，然后我又感谢神，他听了我祷告，他要帮助我。
And I would keep thanking him for the answer. I said, thank you, God, that you're going to make my way stable. Thank you that you're going to secure my future, because I don't think it's very secure right now. But you can make it secure.
我呢，当时就继续的祷告神，我感谢你，你必定使我的一切所行的事上坚固在你面前，因为呢，我当时觉得非常的不稳固，非常的动摇，真的，我要交托给你，我相信。
And it says the peace of God. This is a promise. When we commit our problems to God and we tell Him our requests and we thank Him for the answer, then the peace of God is our reward.
啊，这就是圣经里面的应许，就是将我们呢遇到困难的时候，我们不挂虑，我们交托给神，把我们一切的烦恼交托给神的时候，我们信靠他，仰望他的时候。圣经里面告诉我们，神就会给我们他这个上头来的平安，出人意外的平安，来保守我们的心怀意念。
Then every time I thought about something bad that made me anxious again, I would think about what God had already done for me.
每一次呢，我又想到那事情发生过去呢不好的事情，我又开始担心紧张。我再一次呢，就告诉神，把它交托给神。我感谢神，你已经为我成就、为我准备所做的事。
So I thought of what was true, that God is, He is for me, that He is with me, that He is going to help me.
每一次我想，我的神是为着我想，人的神是帮助我的，他已经为我准备了。
It says to think about whatever is lovely. So I thought about all the times that God has helped me in the past and how miraculous it had been and how wonderful it was.So I think about those times.
啊，第八节里告诉我们，每次想到这些美的事、好的事、公义的事、可敬的事，我就开始想当时神以前怎么样帮助我，每次听我的祷告，他是可靠的上帝。我每次遇到困难，神怎么样行的神迹，我就想那一些美好的事。
But I tell you, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy.
我要告诉你，那是真是一个挣扎，是不容易的。
Because there were a lot of worries and there were a lot of thoughts and a lot of fear.
但是有很多的恐惧，也很多的担心，很多的烦恼。
And every time it came up, I had to make the choice to apply this, to apply what the Bible said to do.
每一次当我在这样的困难呢、烦恼呢、紧张的时刻，我心里面就做一个决定，就是说我要决定要信靠神，我要把这个神的话语呢。要施行出来，在我的生命上，我就决定来交托给神，感谢神，我就决定交托给神。
And I committed it to him.
我就完全把它交托了。
I rolled it off on him. Said, God, if I get this job or if I don't get this job anymore, I leave it to you. I leave it to you.
神，我就告诉神，这一切都交托给你，让你做决定。到底我继续会不会在那里工作，还是我没有工作，还是怎么样，都交托给你。
But I said, God, they all know I'm a Christian. I cannot leave.If they all think badly of me, I have to leave with people thinking good of me.
我就提醒神，我是一个基督徒，是你的女儿。假如我离开不好，没有见证的离开，对你没有见证，求神帮助我，使我如果我离开这里，要好好的离开，有很好的见证来荣耀你的圣名。
So you find a way to do that. It'll be good for you and it'll be good for me.
神啊，你想一个方法来为我来。施行你的大能，那样呢会为你好，也为我好。
And you make it happen.
真的，你要使它发生。
And do you know, I prepared my heart for that meeting. I prepared my way before God, and I said, God, what kind of questions will they ask me? What will I answer?
但是我就准备我的心，准备我所要做的是想说的话， 想想的事情呢，都在神的面前。我就想他们会问我一些什么的题目问题，我呢就应该要怎么样的回答他们。
Every question that God put in my heart that they would ask, they did ask. So I had an answer for it.
啊，奇妙的就是呢，我所转神把我在我的身上神所放的那些问题，他们将会问这样的问题，我就做了准备。当我来面试的时候，真正的他们都问了那些我所准备的问题，所以他每一个问题我都有答案。
So, a few days after the interview, they told me, "We don't know why, but we want to keep you."
这个面试几天之后，他说我真的不明白，为什么我们会要留你？我要告诉你，我现在我要留你在我们这里继续工作。
See, this is how amazing is God. And then after that interview, everything changed. I could do my work well with confidence. I was getting things done on time, and people saw me improving. I don't understand either, but God is amazing.
我们的神是行神迹的上帝，奇妙的上帝。接着下来，接着那个面试之后，一切的情况都改变了。我在工作上比较有信心，做什么事情能够按时间做，能够做得很好，每个人都看到我进展得非常的好。
Because I'd learned to prepare my way before the Lord.
最重要的一件事情就是我学习了，就是要把我的事交托给神，我准备我一切的思想，一切所做的事，在神的面前来向神求告他，来告诉神。
I learned it the hard way.
其实我学了很艰难的路。
But I share it with you that you might learn the easy way.
我今天和你学习，让你能够学习好的方法，先准备好，不要学那样困难的路。
That you might find how amazing our God is, how close He can be.
所以呢，你呢，当你那么做的时候，你就可以真正的体会到神的大爱，神是多么奇妙可靠的上帝，他何等的爱着你和我。
He is a mighty God.
他是大能的上帝。
He is able to do everything we cannot do.
他能做一切你不可能做的事情，他都能够为你成全。
And everything that we can do, He can do it better.
我们能所做的事呢，他能够帮助我们做得更加的好。
So let's not just look to Him when we have trouble.
让我们不要只有我们遇到困难的时候才仰望他。
Let's ask His opinion, His counsel, His.You know, He's leading for every little thing as well as the big things.
耶和华就是我们最好的顾问，我们要记住在每天的生活上，所行的事上，所想要做的事上，所想要做的决定，我们都交托给神，来告诉神，来求告神，来启示引导你和我。
So if you have a decision to make, prepare your way before the Lord.
若你要做一个决定的话，那你要准备你的心在神的面前，求问神该怎么的去做，怎么准备这件事情，然后做个决定。
If you've got homework or assignments to do, prepare your way before the Lord.
若你有作业，你有些事情你要做，你在功课上要做些准备，你记住要把你自己交托给神，准备自己。准备在神的面前，让神帮助你准备你一切的道路在神的面前。
If you'd like to, if you need to manage your money better, if you're having trouble there, prepare your way before the Lord.
若你在经济上有一些问题，那呢你要把你这些经济这些数目都交托给神，告诉神来准备你的心，怎么样去做事情，怎么安排在神的面前。
Because if we go to the next slide,
我们接下来再看下面一页。
It tells us that.The Bible tells us if we prepare our ways before the Lord, we become mighty like King Jotham did.
若我们准备我们的所行的每一件事情上，并且交托给他的时候，那我们也成为强盛的人。
We have our paths are directed by the Lord; they're made straight, they're made smooth because God is with us.
那我们的道路，神要帮助我们，使他正直、亨通、顺利在他面前，因为我们的神、全能的上帝与我们同行。
And then our thoughts will be established, our plans and our ideas, because we prepare them before the Lord, they will be secure, they will be good, they will stand strong.
这样呢，我们的思想上、 在我们的行动上都能够正直，能够亨通顺利，因为我们心里面已经做了准备，在神面前已经有准备，已经把它交托给神，告诉了上帝。
And the Bible tells us that we are blessed.
那样我们真是有福的人。
When we trust in the Lord with all our heart.
若我们全心信靠仰望耶和华，仰赖他，我们是蒙福的人。
He is worthy of our trust.
他是配得我们称颂赞美去信靠仰望的耶和华。
He is more than able to do what is impossible for you.
他是超过我们所思所想，超过我们所能所做的事情。
He will make it happen when no one can make it happen.
没有人能够使他成功发生成立，但是神能够使他成立成功。
So let us put all our trust in the Lord.
要记住，这是好的，我们应该学习完全的信靠仰望他。
Lean not on our own understanding.
所以当我们专心仰赖耶和华，不要依靠自己的聪明。
In all our ways acknowledge him.
在我们一切的事上，我们要来求告他。
And he shall direct our path.
神就要使我们道路在他面前正直。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's all stand.
让我们一起站立起来。
Father, we thank you that you are our God.
阿爸天父，我们感谢你，你是我们的上帝，我们的耶和华。
We can put all our hope in you and we will not be ashamed. We will not be disappointed.
我们能够将我们所有的希望期望在你的身上，我们必不会的蒙羞，也不会失望。
All that we need to prepare and plan, Lord, you know the best way to do it.
我们所要准备的事，所要预备的一切事情，你一定会为我们来成立。
Lord, we pray that you would help us to learn to depend on you rather than on ourselves.
主，你要帮助我们，使我们学习更加的信靠仰望你。当我们在你面前来准备
，We want to be mighty like King Jotham.
主啊，我们也要像这个约旦王一样，在你面前得到强盛。
We want to be blessed.
主，我们要得到你的祝福。
We want our thoughts to be established.
让我们所想要、所谋的事上，在你面前被成立。
And we know, Lord, that we are weak.
我们自己知道我们是软弱的。
Give us the grace and humility to commit all our works to you.
主，就帮助我们，给我们你的恩典，也帮助我们谦卑在你面前。要懂得把我们一切的事完全的交托给你。
Holy Spirit, teach us how we can be anxious for nothing.
圣灵，你帮助我们怎么样能够一无挂虑。
So that we can always live in your peace and be at rest.
让我们每一天在生活上都有你的平安住在我们的心中，来保守我们心怀的意念。
Empower us, God, as your mighty children.
让我们真正成为神大能的子民
，to take new territory for your name's sake。
让我们能站立起来，成大能的勇士，神给我们的权柄，能够来扩展我们的境界。
To show everyone around us that you are real, you're alive。
然后使我们四周围的人能够亲眼的看到、体会到，我们所侍奉的神是又真又活的上帝。
That、you are mighty。
你是大能奇妙的神。
And we ask, Lord, today that you would place your word, carve it in the walls of our hearts.
今天我们祷告，让你神你的话语能够刻在我们的心板上。
And help us, Lord, cause us to draw near to you every day, closer and closer.
主啊，使我们呢更加的亲近，更加的亲近你。
Give us a heart after you.
主啊，你给我们这颗心转向你，仰望你。
In Jesus' name we pray。
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen。Amen。
阿爸天父，我们感谢你，你的话语。我们这时候祈求神，按照你的话语、你的应许，成就在我们每一个人的身上，让我们每一个有耳听的应当听，让我们学习来按照你的话语去做。让主你的祝福临到我们每一个人身上，主祝福你，保守你的心怀意念。May God be with you and bless you exceeding abundantly above all that you ask. As you begin to learn the word of God and trust in Him and pour out your heart to Him, that God bless you. Let God bless you. May the peace of God be upon you and grant you, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. The peace of God be upon you. 让神的平安与你同在，神祝福你。Amen.
Amen. Amen.